In six Philadelphia neighborhoods, police are instructed not to stop people for minor offenses, such as loitering, smoking marijuana, or public urination. It's the department's attempt to reduce stops of Black and Latino Philadelphians who have historically borne the brunt of a controversial policing strategy called Stop and Frisk. WHYY's new podcast, Stop and Frisk, Revisit or Resist, looks at the role of policing and public safety. Reporter Sammy Keola shadowed a community member who's trying to hold police officers accountable.
Dee Hargrove parks outside the Cecil B. Moore Library in North Philadelphia.
How you doing today?
I'm good. I cannot complain. I'm blessed to be out and about and here in the community.
It's on a block of tightly packed row homes with a boarded up market on the corner and a busy gas station across the street. Dee pops her trunk and starts putting stacks of pamphlets, job applications, and masks into a backpack.
Back in the day, you used to have rappers. They used to put CDs out of the trunk of their car and hustle. So this is how I hustle.
This is the 22nd Police District. There have been 257 people shot here so far this year. That's the second highest total in the city. Dee is a community ambassador with the ACLU of Pennsylvania, and she's here to tell people about new police rules. She first approaches a group of people sitting outside the library.
What's up, good people? How y'all doing? Basically, I'm an activist organizer out here in the community. I represent the ACLU of PA.
They're bundled up on this cold morning. Somebody has an open beer. There's a small liquor bottle on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, just to come out here and talk to y'all and say, listen, know your rights. Here go a pamphlet. You mind taking a pamphlet?
The pamphlet is pocket-sized. It has a list of violations that police are not supposed to stop people for any longer. It instructs people that they are free to walk away. The cops can only make a stop if the person continues what they're doing or presents a danger to themselves or others. Dee also teaches people how to move slowly and calmly if questioned by an officer.
You have to have calm communication, patient, tell them your every move.
Julie Zapst with the ACLU says the point of both the policing pilot and Dee's work is to keep people safe.
Sometimes these stops for petty offenses escalate into violence between officers and community members. And there is no reason why somebody smoking weed out on their stoop should result in a violent interaction with the police.
John Monahan is a law enforcement initiatives consultant with the nonprofit Center for Policing Equity.
Something's very, very broken if people are feeling the need to behave in different ways than just being themselves, legal, going about their lives. That to me is a major red flag.
Some community members think police should be approaching people who are loitering, especially if it's in front of a business. Eric Allen is a gun violence activist.
They should be stopped. They should be frisked, especially if you're just hanging out and you shouldn't be hanging out.
The policing pilot program started in the 14th district in 2021 and expanded to 5 more districts this year. The police department said they don't have enough data at this time to determine whether the pilot is effectively addressing racial disparities during police encounters. They declined an interview for this story. Sammy Keola, WHYY News.